Anna.
Shavuot
Good.
Tov.
Okay.
The first will begin.
Okay, let me go ahead and mute.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anna B'Koach. Anna B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Tzerulah, Aleph Gimel Yitzhak Tzadik, Kaberinat, Amcha Sagrenu, Tacharenu, Nora, Ufreshayim Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat Shamren, Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin, Barchen Tacharen, Rachame Sikatcha, Tamid Gamlen, Betet Reish, Tzaditach Gimel, Chasim Kadosh, Bero Tucha, Nael Adata, Hekufet Tet Nunayim, Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Penei Zohre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayim Kuf Shavakteinu Kabel Ushma Tziyakateinu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, Derav chesed ve'emet, Notse chesed la'alavim, Notse awon wa'fesha, V'chata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, but we will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bitchilu Erchimud Hilud Hilu Erchimu L'yachta L'shem Yud He B'vav He V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Vasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekutcha Berichu Koma Deaved Leila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dichot Belaid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Badas Yalea Minea Ulam Haga Peya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dichot Inun Wikolaid Spirit Bialma. The energy of the year 5779 is to strive to become wise. The there are no verses that connect to this energy directly with their gematria, but there are three verses that have the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Tet, concealed within it. And all three of these, the separation between the letters of the name is from two letters each. The first of these verses we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'im adele lo tishme'uli ve'yasafti li'asra echem sheva al hatotechem. Next, we study a verse from Isaiah. It's chapter 36. Hine batachta al mishenet hakane haratzutzaze al mitraim asher yisameh ishalavu vavekapo unkavakem paro melech mitraim. The call habohim alav. And the third verse is from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 13, verse 6. Wegam ani hecheleiti hakotecha hashmem al hatotecha. There is a fourth verse that connects to the energy. In this case, the connection is because the verse starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet, indicating that it has the same energy as the name of the year. There are 13 of these verses, and we are studying one verse each month due to the year being a leap year of 13 months. So the second of the 13 verses, which connects to the month of Cheshvan, our current month, is from First Malachim, or First Kings, Malachim Aleph. It's chapter 16, verse 3. Hineni mevavir v'ayir achre v'yaseh v'yachare v'eto untati et v'yeitcha kabayid yarvam ben novat. The year 5778 has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy, and the first that we study is from 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo na tamar achoti udlabev v'eine shetei levivot v'yevre miada. The second verse that connects to this energy is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin I am Tet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Cha ta ti o di a cha. Wa wo ni lo ki si ti. Amar ti o de a le pashai. La donai o he wa he we ata nasata. A wo n cha ta ti se la. The year 5777 has the energy of the goats, but also of the wake-up. There are two verses also that connect to this energy. The first is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into tzatzki ach, which translates it up here like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to create ir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name Tashin Ayin Chet. And the letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim va Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom azeh. The year 5777. Excuse me. We just did the year 5777. So the year 5776 has the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first verse that we study is from 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rata kohanim ha-yulimat elo yachlu leha-shit. Et kol ha'olot vayehaskum acheichem ha'leviim ad kelo tamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'leviim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Here are those names. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hey 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 Aka Prekaha. The second verse is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu v'Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohewahe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first one we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we have 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol HaMachavoyim, Asher Yitchabe Sham Moshavtem, Eilayel Nahum, Wehalakti Yitchem, Wechayayim Yeshno, Baretz Vehipasti, O Tohu B'Kol Alfei Yehuda. And the third is, comes from Job as well. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Tegelo lanetza yoved ro'av yomru ayok. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan. Tafta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosipu. V'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilalahe aka aka kaheta. Ezayo alada la awa heya yozala me behe heyo heko me la awa kalayo la wawa pehela mulaha yo 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 me la he se hewa muta he he a a. Yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo a wa me, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he, ka wa ko me nu da, anu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za, he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa ala areyo ashila meyo he wa he wa danu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a se be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 za be te a me. Me be shi la yo he anu aka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he la re la he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ko. Mecha ha Wa la heo yo he sa ala are yo ala meka he wa he wa la la yo he yo she ala me nu he ya nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he ala wa Me za yo da he be, me ka ko a la a, te te wa re la he. Yo yo me he la, yo me te me. The Sadikim, who left this day, the 12th day of Cheshvan, Rabbi Zev Wolf Kitzit, or Kitzit, or Kitzit, Rabbi Yehuda Tzadka Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Nahum of Shadik, Rabbi Moshe Kramer. And today, the 12th day of Cheshvan, is the yahrzeit of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, who was assassinated by one Jew killing another Jew in the land of Israel. In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, and we will now say the first two lines of the Shema Yisrael in case some of us have not yet recited the Shema Yisrael for the evening. Please close your eyes, cover your eyes, lean to the left slightly. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Today's class is a Zohar class. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When you open up that landing page, it has a list of all of the parashas. Scroll down to the parasha of Vayera, and then when that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 11. And we will start with Pasuk 159. But we will start with Olashen Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichim Rishkin Te Bid Hilu Urchimu Ud Hilu Ud Hilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yud He Bavav He Be'yichuda She'im B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Konanei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Konaneihu Beginei Kach Kadit Basar Avraham Chai Darga Hawamar Kima Deit Bar Dikti Vayomer Shovashu Velecha Chai Chaya Vayomer la'ativ man chawa v'dahu petach ha'ohel v'alda v'sara shomat haydar da'chawa me'malel imeya Mandela hawa shemat mikadmat adena dikti vesara shomat petah ohel hawa mibasar wa mar shuv elecha kaet Chaya v'hine ben Sara ishtecha. The translation. Therefore, it was this grade, namely the tenth door, which is Malchut, that informed Abraham of Yitzhak's birth. As we have explained the words, and he said, I will certainly return to you at this season. Although it reads, and he said, it does not say who said. So this is the tenth door, because, and he said refers to the Shekhinah. And Sarah heard this grade, which is the tenth door, from which she had heard nothing before. As it was speaking with Abraham, as it is written, and Sarah heard it, the words of the tenth door, which declared, I will certainly return to you at this season, and lo, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. My commentary. As a student of Kabbalah, did you ask why Sarah had not heard from the tenth door? In my opinion, Sarah or any woman is not eligible to connect with the tenth door until a year prior to her period of childbirth. Pasuk 160. Tachatze kamahu chavivuta. Dekucha berichu legabeya de Abraham de hala nefak mineya yitakad de itgezar levatar de itgezar itbasar beya beitak begin de yuhu Kedain Zara Kadisha, we ad lait gazar. Lavihu Zara Kadisha, then. Ihu Kima, dikti vasher zaro, lo laminehu. The translation. Come and see. The love of the Holy One, blessed be He, for Abraham is so great that Isaac was not born until after Abraham was circumcised. And only after he was circumcised was he informed of Isaac, because only then was the seed holy. Before he was circumcised, the seed was not holy. And then it became as it is written. Wherein is its seed after its kind, which refers to a kind as holy as Abraham? My commentary. This pasuk leads to a number of questions regarding male sperm and the souls attached to these sperm. Pasuk 161. Wetachate ad lait gezar Abraham, ha'u zara dileyala, kadisha begin din fak the goy arla beitevak bearla litata levatar beitkazar nefak ahuzara begoy kadisha beitevak big dusha. Bile la will olid le la witevak Abraham bedargea kid kayot tachatse kadolid Abraham litzak nefak tehadisha kid kayot. The Haima Aadu, the Oli Du Hashoka. The translation. Come and see. Before Abraham was circumcised, his seed was not holy, because it passed through the foreskin and clung to the lower foreskin. But after he was circumcised, his seed issued in holiness, and it clung to the holiness of above, and he begot up above. Thus Abraham clung to his grade, which is Chesed properly. Come and see, when Abraham begot Isaac, he was born holy, as should properly be. So these waters, which allude to Abraham, who is Chesed, conceived and bore darkness. In other words, Isaac, who is the secret of the left column, was darkness before he was clothed with the chasidim of Abraham. After he issued from Abraham, he was clothed by his chasidim, and he became light. My commentary. Do you understand this vocabulary? As a student of Kabbalah, did you consider the concept of relativity as it applies to the above Pasuk? Pasuk 162. Rabbi Elazar she'el yomachad l'Rabbi Yishimon avo amar lo hai dekara Le'yaku Chabarichu Yitzhak Diktiv Bekarat Et Shemo Yitzhak Amai Deha Yitzhaze Diad La Nafak Le'al Makara Le'yak Yitzhak. The translation. One day, Rabbi Elazar asked his father, Rabbi Shimon, why did the Holy One, blessed be He, name him Isaac before he was born? As it is written, and you shall call his name Isaac. And we should not say it was because she said Elohim has made laughter. The Hebrew word is tzichok, for me. Because even before he came into the world, the Holy One, blessed be He, called him Isaac, before reason was given for it. My commentary. This question is about cause and effect, as it applies to a person's name. Pasuk 163. Amar lo ha'itmar de'esha natal maya de'hai de'ha maya misitra bigbura katyan v'dasha el lalevae de'inun bedihin v'tatu sitra The mane zemar, the tushbechan lekabel, I see tra begin tach yitzak, Bihu hidva begindiyate mehahu sitra vidda bhakteya. He replies, but we have learned that fire, which is the left aspect, and Gibura received water, which is the right aspect, and Chesed, as water came from the aspect of Gibura. This means that the left and right were combined and became included in each other. Thus, the left aspect became the aspect of the wine that gladdens Elohim and man. And it is required of the Levites who are drawn from the left column that they bring happiness to that side, namely the left side, with musical instruments and praising songs that correspond to that side. This means that musical instruments and praising songs are also drawn from the left side. And this is why Isaac means laughter and enjoyment, because he came from that side, the left side, and clung to it. My commentary. This verse is clear as written to an experienced student of Kabbalah, especially with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Verse 164. Tachate yitzak b'dichuta. The translation. Come and see. Isaac himself is pleasure and laughter because he exchanged water for fire and fire for water. Thus, the left and right are included in each other because Isaac is the aspect of the left, which is the fire that became included within the water, which is Chesed, and the right aspect. This causes all the light and happiness to be drawn from the left side. This is why the Holy One, blessed be He, named him Isaac. Literally, he will laugh, even before he came into the world and announced it to Abraham. My commentary. The tikkunim of both Abraham and Isaac are involved in the naming of both people. Pasuk 165. V'tachatze b'kalho acharanen. Acharanin shivak lon kuchabrihu lamikrelon shemahan viafilu nashe hawo karali vehu shemahan avalhaka la shivak kuchabrihu veime alamikrele. Shema Ela le Abraham Dikti Vikarata Et Shemo Yitzak Anto the La Achara Begin Leach Lafa Maya Pesha Viesha Bamaya Leach Lala Leia Besitreya. The translation. Come and see. The Holy One, blessed be He, allowed all children except Isaac to be named by their parents. Even women named their children. But here the Holy One, blessed be He, did not allow Isaac's mother to name him, only Abraham, as it is written, "And you shall call his name Isaac, you and no one else, in order to exchange water with fire, and fire with water," which refers to the inclusion of the left with the right, and the right with the left, so that Isaac may be included within his side, the right side. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written to a student of Kabbalah. As an unwritten commentary. As a student of Kabbalah, do we realize Isaac representing the soul after the tikkun is completed? It is necessary for Isaac at that moment to be in the right column, and afterwards in the world that is coming to be a right column soul, to be connected to the energy of Chesed rather than Gevurah. And this is the meaning of this idea of exchanging water with fire and fire with water. Does anyone have any questions as we have reached the end of the section? Tomorrow our 10:30 class continues our discussions of Mashiach, and the 3 o'clock class will continue our advanced reincarnation classes. As a general announcement, my second eye will have a cataract surgery on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. And I'm not sure that I would be able to be see, but please check in for the classes on this coming Wednesday. Hopefully I'll be awake and capable of reading. Does anyone have any questions? Have a beautiful week. Shavua Tov. May all Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good week for you. Shalom.
Shalom.